Shalom Aleichem, Abiyah 15613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Shavuos Daf Tesh, Shavuos 9a, pagination is 17. We'll start about a third of the way down. You'll see a two dots in middle of the line, making reference to the Mishnah in the beginning of the Masechta. Al she'ein ba yediyah betchila velo besof. If a person had an incident of Tumah with the Kodesh, and he didn't know it. So the Mishnah told us that one of the atonements involved here is Si'ire Rashi Chadashim Mechaprim, the animal that was brought as a korban on Rosh Chodesh is an atonement. Now, of course, we could pause for a second and wonder if you don't know, what you don't know can't hurt you. So if I don't know, so what's the problem? And the answer, of course, is that's the case of shogeg, mistake in a mitzvah observance. And even though you don't know, there's a problem. When you know, you could bring an atonement if you'll never know. So there's reason for atonement and Hashem's forgiveness if it is a shogeg. Shogeg means a mistake, something that could have been prevented with extra diligence, paying attention, and because you didn't, so there's need for atonement. Had it been an ones that's beyond your control, that means you did everything correctly, but you were just the equivalent of attacked. We use the word ones by a woman who's assaulted. It's called an ones. She did everything right. She's not held liable for that. And that would be the equivalent, the moral equivalent, by a mitzvah if the person was indeed fully on track. Again, shogeg means it was a mistake. There's a degree of negligence, even though it was not purposeful, and it requires atonement. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, my time with Rav Yehuda, what's the logic of this teaching that this particular korban is atoning for a violation of the mikdash that we do not know about as humans? Amar Kra, it's based on the pasuk, usi'irizim echad l'chatos l'ashem. There should be a goat that's brought on Rosh Chodesh to a chatas l'Hashem, a sin that's only known to Hashem. Chet she'in makir bo ela Hashem, yehisar zemechaper, this animal should atone. The Gemara continues and says, mi boile l'reish lakish. We need this concept of a sin to Hashem for a teaching of Reish Lakish, and the Gemara will end up saying you can learn both of these concepts from the same pasuk, and we're going to focus on this second drasha. The Amar Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish said, Manishtana Soil Shel Rosh Chodesh, why is this goat brought on Rosh Chodesh unique? Shenemar bo laHashem, that the atonement has to do with Hashem. All of Torah has to do with Hashem. What does it mean over here, LaHashem? Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the explanation is that Hashem said, Soir ze yehei kapara, this soir shall be an atonement, al shami'atzi es hayoreach, that I diminished the moon. And the simple explanation as we're translating it is that Hashem Kaviyachol, so to speak, says, I need an atonement. I did something wrong. I made the moon small. Now, this is a quick reference to a different Gemara, the Gemara in Chulin Daf Samach Amud Beis, 60b, where there's the story of creation, Eshnei Hama'oros HaGedolim, the two great luminaries. There's one by day, one by night, and then later on, it's no longer two great luminaries. The moon is much smaller, it reflects the light of the sun, and it gets diminished, besides being smaller overall and less light, but it actually diminishes itself regularly until it is able to expand again. Much of the month, it's not at its full. And the Gemara tells us that there was a dialogue where the moon came to Hashem and said, you can't have two luminaries, bekeser echad, with one crown. You can't have the sun and the moon equal. So Hashem says, if so, so diminish yourself. So the moon responded, because I said something correct, I have to diminish myself. And the Gemara goes on and says that Hashem wanted to placate the moon and eventually granted him stars as a consolation prize. Excuse the pun. So we have a concept on the simple level that Hashem feels I did something wrong, so to speak. I diminished the moon, even though he was just saying something logical. And now that I diminished him, I can't undo that, because now the sun already has dominance. But I can give him something to try to console him, and that's the stars. So I heard from Rav Matisyahu Solomon that certainly one, if not the, but certainly one explanation over here is that Hashem knew the whole story, and the moon and the sun and this dialogue is not like regular human beings having a dialogue with Hashem, but it's a staged dialogue to teach us a lesson. And Hashem staged it to, among other things, display the concept that he himself once did an Avera and has to do tshuva. Whatever that means, but Hashem is including himself in the need for tshuva. I also need a kapara. And the Seir of Rosh Chodesh, Zeman Kapara L'chol Toldosam, it's a time of atonement. Count me in, Hashem says. I also need an atonement. This is a midah, a quality, an attitude that's described in Sanhedrin Yud Aleph, where a person in the time of Ezra, where they were dealing with intermarriage, got up and said, "Anachnu mo'alnu b'Hashem v'noshev noshem nachrios." The person himself accepted upon himself the onus of having taken a non-Jewish woman, even though it's not true he didn't, but he wanted to be able to say, "Anachnu mo'alnu," we in the plural, and not "you sinned," but "we sinned." And therefore, he made it sound as if the onus was on himself as well, because it just works better. If tshuva is in, I'm also doing tshuva, not just you, I'm also, and we're all growing, and we're all on a journey, and that attitude is this attitude, among other lessons over here. The Maharal takes what appears to be a quite different approach, and he says that the word kapara does not mean that Hashem did anything wrong. The word kapara means that it's possible for me to fix it. Alai hu siluk tarumos v'telunas hayoreach. It's upon me to be able to remove the complaints of the moon. To right the perceived wrong which the moon perceives in me, Hashem says. So it may also be a staged type of dialogue, but it's not saying that Hashem did anything wrong or has to correct any wrong in him. Hashem doesn't have Bechira. Hashem is perfect. He's not given to the Yetzer Hara and Averos, etc. And therefore, kapara is simply a functional thing. I have the ability to right a perceived wrong. Hashem didn't do anything wrong, not by taking away anything from the moon. We have the Rashi in the beginning of Chumash, where Rashi says, "L'Hashem ha'aretz ha'meloah," the whole world is Hashem's, and he gave Eretz Yisrael for a period of time to some people. And then for whatever reason, the Torah describes their sins, or because of the promise to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, etc. But he switched it. It belongs to Hashem fundamentally. There's no complaints. It's Hashem's. He gives at will. He's the owner. And over here also, Hashem took away from the moon told him that he has to make himself smaller. There's not room for complaints. But the person has complaints. Hashem says, it's upon me, I can fix this. And this is the concept of Lifnim Mishuras Hadin, beyond the letter of the law, concept that we encounter in modern day times under the title mediation, where it could be that you're totally right, and it could be in a court of law you would win, but there's still a concept of pius, of appeasement, of trying to make things right if we could. And Hashem says, I grant the stars as a means of making the moon satisfied. What's interesting, and would appear to be another lesson over here, is that the moon's argument was, you can't have two leaders. That perhaps is debatable. The Mishnayos and Avos describe co-leaders. There's an Av Beis Din and there's a Nasi, and they work together. It's not so clear that you can't have two leaders. But if it's true that you can't have two leaders, then Hashem says, fine, so make yourself smaller. So the moon says, I just said something legitimate. But Hashem gives him the opportunity to find himself, even though he's no longer the leader. And the stars represent the destiny of the world. There's a concept of astrology which exists, but Hashem is willing to override it for us. A mitzvah, a bracha of mazel tov, could override whatever the astrological destiny is. Nevertheless, that's the way Hashem is conducting his world, that it's through the astrology that Hashem conducts it, just like he provides warmth through the sun. He doesn't need the sun, but that was his decision. Through the sun, he's going to give warmth, heat, nurturing. Through rain, he makes things grow. If he wants it to grow without that, it could have been. But that's the natural conduct of how it works. And in essence, the moon is being told, you may not be the leader, but you, together with the stars, you have a place in creation, a significant place, a contribution place, even if you're not the one, like the sun, that's held on the pedestal. Yasher Koach, thank you for joining.